This Republican presidential coalition is weakest, in turn, in states with relatively large Catholic populations, sizable Jewish constituencies, high percentages of non-believers, and smaller Protestant populations with large mainline ratios. Episcopalian, Presbyterian, USA, Congregationalist, UCC, and Methodist. States meeting these cultural criteria concentrate in the Northeast, the Great Lakes, and the Pacific Coast. The battleground or new border states can also be located by a religious calculus. In the Northeast, Pennsylvania has the closest equivalent of an in-state Bible Belt and is not out of reach for the religious Republican coalition. Next door, Ohio, is the ultimate swing state, with the Cleveland area, 200 years ago, the Western Reserve of Connecticut, trending against the GOP coalition in 2004. Meanwhile, the Republicans gained among white, born-again Protestants in southern Ohio and among rural and small-town Catholic and Lutheran Germans in the state's west. As noted in Chapter 6, the Southern Baptist Convention is mounting an expensive religious mobilization and conversion campaign in metropolitan Cleveland. This should benefit the GOP, as do the flows into southern and central Ohio from Kentucky, Tennessee, and West Virginia. In 2004, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Missouri, the border states of 1861 to 1865 Civil War politics, lost that marginality because of their high ratios of Southern Baptists, Pentecostals, and Holiness denomination, and other sectarian Protestants. Culturally, of course, John Kerry was a weak Democratic nominee. Still, if religion stays central and outweighs the economy, these states would probably again be more Republican than the nation as a whole. In both 2000 and 2004, Florida was the tightest state in the South for the GOP, being another cultural crossroads. However, religion doesn't seem to have been a particular plus or minus. Moving elsewhere, a slight caveat is necessary in describing Lutheranism as the religious linchpin in a block of states including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. Some distinctions must be made among the several Lutheran denominations. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is centrist and more Scandinavian, especially Swedish and Norwegian, than German. By contrast, the more conservative and pro-Bush Missouri Synod and Wisconsin Synod Lutherans are predominantly German. While there are no recent studies to cite, my sense is that German ethnicity may have a closer correlation than Lutheranism per se with upper middle Western support for religiously infused conservatism in the 2000 and 2004 elections. Catholic German rural counties in the region, back in the late 19th century, largely Democratic, began trending Republican in response to two world wars, consolidating that sentiment during the Reagan years. They are religious, traditional, and nationalistic, with an America First slant and a distaste for foreign aid and entanglement. In 2004, Bush did very well in these areas, as he did among Catholics and Lutherans, but perhaps even more among the various German-sprung sects, Old Order Amish, Hutterites, Moravians, Mennonites, and the like, that are often found interspersed in counties with high German Catholic or Lutheran populations. Behaviorally, if Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas represent the region with the nation's highest ratios of Lutherans, and they do, they also represent the region with by far and away the nation's highest ratios of Germans. For those interested, a county-by-county map of the intensity of German-American population appears in my 1999 book, The Cousins Wars. In the first three of these states, all close in 2004, my guess is that Bush easily carried the Germans, Catholic, Lutheran, and sectarian, and probably lost the heavily Lutheran but more liberal Norwegians. However, if the U.S. involvement in Iraq continues to be embarrassing to Republicans through 2008, they could pay a major price among upper Midwestern Germans, who tend to turn against such overseas imbroglios if they drag out. Ross Perot, among other things a critic of U.S. Middle Eastern policy, won a huge 1992 protest vote in the upper Midwest.